We told you yesterday about Candace leaving RHOP. Most likely Robin is out. Who else could be on the chopping block for the RHOP cast? Do we think Giselle is finally gone? What about Ashley Darby? And buying Beverly Hills. Wow. Who knew that we'd be getting so much of the story of Mo and Kyle's marriage from buying Beverly Hills? And is it a bit of a slap in the face to Bravo that Netflix is really getting the scoop? So we'll talk about that because Mauricio has more to say about Rick Hilton and Paris Hilton's response to Mauricio saying that Rick did not want to make him a partner at his investment, his real estate investment and sales company. So where do we go from here? Is there any family repair? We get into all that. And Heather Dubrow and Dylan Mulvaney's new music video. People have thoughts. Here we go. I like RHOBH. While we're on RHOBH, what did you make of, you know, Mauricio has responded to Paris Hilton saying that he has ridden her father's coattails and her father is a consummate gentleman. And now Mauricio is speaking up. And of course, it's all going to play out on Beverly Hills, on buying Beverly Hills. And he says it's just sad that Paris, you know, is getting in the middle of it, and that he feels bad.
You know what they say, you always punch up. So I think that Paris should not respond to this. She doesn't need to punch down to Mauricio. Wow. Mauricio's punched back up. I think it's great for him to clap back on the heels of the show is back now. It's dropped. But if I were Paris, I wouldn't clap back because you always punch up. You never punch down. You know, you just move on. So
that's why we don't get a lot involved with this podcast drama. It's like we'd be punching way down. Why?
Yeah.
Jeff Lewis wants to be with us? Okay.
Joel, Jeff Lewis just apparently, someone said, they're listening to my episode right now with Stu, and they're telling me he mentioned you on the podcast by name. All right, well, what the fuck did he say? Did he give me shade?
That will punch up. Sarah, but the rest of these podcasters punching way down, way down, way down, way down, way down.
They're wasting their time. Speaking of which, what did you think? Do you have it in front of you? The RHOP reunion looks.
I do. I could tell you my best and worst dress right this second.
Yeah, I mean, we did it for Beverly Hills. Who is like your overall, who the hell is this?
NECA? Are you looking at NECA?
I'm looking at NECA. That shows you how much I remember NECA from this season. I got a lot to say about these
You do.
Looks.
Okay.
Who's your best? And who's your worst? There's a lot of middle of the road things going on here for me. But who's your best and who's your worst?
I have 4 best dressed and 3 worst dressed. Four and 4. I have 4 best and 4 worst. My 4 worst are the worst of all, I believe, is Robin. Sorry. Robin takes, I don't know if this is like a jumpsuit. I don't feel like it helps her figure. I do love this black and white look overall. I feel like we haven't seen that in a minute. I love that the ladies leaned into the black and white. Robin, it's terrible.
So Robin is your number 7.
Mia is my number 6. I'm sorry. I don't know. What is this? She's laying down. Mia, to me, she just always looks like a stripper. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It just never looks fully classy. NECA is going to be my number 5. I don't know. My number 4 is, I love my girl, Ashley Darby. And, you know, I know she's embracing the kind of pantsless look, but I don't know. The gloves always look so old to me, for the most part. My best dressed, my best overall dressed is the Grand Dame. I love the Karen Huger look.
Really?
It's age appropriate.
Oh boy.
Everyone's like, this is hideous. I don't know. I love it. I love the hair. I love the
We blows. Might have some disagreements.
She's
we have
best.
Some agreements.
Wendy, Miss Osefo, second best dress to me. Beautiful.
Oh, God.
I love the tacky necklace. 3rd, Giselle. I think this is one of the best looks I have seen on Giselle. Looks young. It looks youthful. The hair is back. The one strap off the shoulder. The leg. Give me leg. And then, my girl Candy Gal, although Candy Gal and Ashley Darby look like they're almost wearing the same thing, But I like Candy Gal. There you have it. Tell me yours.
I mean, number seven for me is definitely, definitely Robin. I mean, I agree with you. What the fuck is this? Number six. Yeah. Number six is like, I actually love this. Okay, I'm going to do a last minute change. Number six to me is Wendy. I actually, this necklace is throwing. I think this is so weird. I think Wendy looks horrible. I think the really? Hair is horrible. Number five, the Grand Dame. I hate this kind of thing just sticking out at the top. Yeah, she looks okay. Number, so that's 7, 6, 5. Number four, it's only because I actually love this dress. Okay, wait. Number four is Giselle. I just think it's boring, but for Giselle, boring and elegant is good. Number three, but I actually hate it. I do think she looks like a stripper, and I think she looks so fucking tacky. Number three is Mia, because the dress itself, I love this dress.
Really?
Like, if this... You know what?
She's too busty for it, though.
Yeah. Like, I'm not into these big boobs, these big fake boobs.
I agree.
Just, it's they're stripper-ish. I don't like them. But I love this dress. Number two is Candy Gal. And number one, I think, is Ashley Darby. I think it's so on trend with the pantsless. And I love that, like, it kind of covers one leg. And I don't know. I think this is, and like Ashley isn't like busting out of it. So it's showing a lot, but it's like doing it in like more of a refined way. Wait, I really like Miss Darby.
Where did you put NECA?
Oh, shit. I'm not trying to do this on purpose. Obviously, NECA. Okay, let me, NECA would be, believe it or not, you're going to find this shocking. NECA is my number two.
A best dressed NECA is your number two.
I think I love this. Ugh. Yes. I love it. I love this. I love it because she's missing? Also not too busty. It's covering the bust, but it's showing some chest. It's sexy. NECA, it's number two. I love it. I truly love it. Sorry, NECA, I keep forgetting about you. But you know what? The whole season, I forgot about you. Try to bring this fake storyline of witchcraft, and I'm just over it.
Everybody's over NECA. I don't think we're going to see NECA again, but...
No, I don't think... I think
NECA and Robin,
we're done. We're done, guys. The P is not... You want casting news about Potomac? You better wait a day. You better wait a week. You better wait a month. I say 3 to 6 months before we know anything about Potomac.
I was thinking
3 to 6 months.
Four came to mind. Yeah. 4 months. I think
it's
you're
over,
sorry.
Guys. It's over.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. You know, I'm a DC expert. I first job in radio was in DC right after college, and then I built my career there. So I was on the radio for 9 years in morning radio and then television for Fox 5 DC. So I know the market really well. And I can tell you, they're having a very hard time casting. It's why Real Housewives of DC didn't work. When you live in different cities like New York, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Orange County, and then you do DC, it's a whole different vibe there in Northern Virginia and Maryland. It's politics, it's more closed-minded, it's lobbyists, it's lawyers. Those are the ones with the big money and influence, and they don't want to be on television. The wives can't really air
New York is hard in a sense of like the finance people won't do it, and it's hard to film in New York. Here it's easy because like every fucking restaurant, I mean, we're all in the industry here and everyone is like, understands the, like, you're going to show the marquee, like Lala right. And Katie were just at the Henry. Katie's like, I haven't been here in a minute. You know what I mean? It's like, so I think that's why LA is easy, because every restaurant, every place is going to say yes. Sorry, close. I mean, a few weeks ago, I got a call from Delilah. We're so sorry. You have a reservation tomorrow night. We have to cancel it. Shockingly, they're like, you can have 20% off when you come in. I'm like, oh, well, that's nice of you. You know, whatever, we're closed for a private party. We go in the next week, we find out Lionel Richie shut the whole place down for a party. You know, I mean, like, people will film here, but I agree with you. I agree with you. It's not so easy. I don't think we're going to see NECA, and I don't think we're going to see Robin, and I don't think losing two is enough. I think someone else is going to have to go.
You know, I think they're going to try to look for somebody in Baltimore that's rich.
Who's going to go though? Besides that, the professor?
Oh, who's leaving? NECA's out and Robin's out. I think.
Yeah, but don't you think we need a third person to be gone?
Well, Huger's definitely coming back. They love Giselle. They love Darby. So there's three. Who else?
Still, I mean, they're not going to get rid of Candy Gal.
They're not getting rid of Candy Gal.
The professor? Is it time for the professor?
Well, I think Candy Gal needs an ally. And so
are you sure they're never going to get rid of like Giselle or Ashley? Are you sure they're never going to get rid of Ashley?
I think Ashley will leave on her own. I think if Ashley could do something else, she would definitely do something else. But I
want to offer some career advice to Ashley. Don't leave on your own, sweetheart. Don't.
Well, I think she's smart enough to know that. Maybe I think she's smart enough to know. Like, unless she came into a lot of money, I think she's smart enough to just like keep working it until they say it's time. They've got a problem, I think, in Potomac. I really do, because I'm even trying to think of, you know, the only sort of famous people that live there are Linda Carter. You know, she would have been good. Her husband died, but she's not in the age demographic. She was, of course, famously
way too old. I mean, no offense to her, but
way too old. I'm trying to think of even former politicians that, you know, that are interesting,
Boring.
but they're boring. Like, they're not going to cause drama. I don't know. I mean, it's like they almost have to find this wealthy Baltimore. I don't know. I think that's going to be hard to do.
I think we need to pause a bunch of the series.
And somebody
And by the
that's
way,
messy, like a
where is
soap.
Atlanta? Where's Atlanta? I mean, like, we still don't have things solved in Atlanta.
Oh, that's going to take a
What is
minute.
Candace talking about when she says she has, what is Candace? She's weighed in on the Nene and Porsches.
What
Hasn't
did
Candace come out and said, Candy Gal?
she did
Also, did
just.
you see this that Chris Bassett's spoken up in defense of Candace? Someone's coming after her.
Well, what are they coming
She
after her
said
about?
she.
I saw the clip too where she's not sure she wants to have light-skinned children. Are they coming after? Is he defending
Correct.
her about that?
Yes.
And it was
And
a.
Chris is like, that's fine.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm sure people have that conversation, in real life. I mean, if you're in a mixed
By the
threesome.
way,
Yeah.
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. That is important. You have to have that discussion. Apparently, Eagle Eye fans had this just in from last week. Fans have spotted Kim Richards' name on a sign at the Beverly Hills reunion, sparking rumors Miss Richards Kim was supposed to attend with her sister Kathy. All three sisters would have been on the stage for the first time ever. Kim appeared in several episodes, though throughout the season, though it was Kathy who surprised castmates at the reunion couch. In a screenshot, Kim's theme was posted on a sign of a trailer next to Kathy's. It was only shown for a small moment. Ooh, you guys are good. You see everything. I don't even know. I told you I was at Elizabeth Vargas's on air on her podcast. I'm like, what season were you on? 14, 15, 17? I don't know. Fans are now wondering if Kim was supposed to attend the reunion but didn't show up. Other wonders if there was if she was there with Kathy behind the scenes. Oh,
That'd be
this
good.
isn't. Oh, here. Oh, I have a picture. There you go, everybody. We have a picture of Kim's name on the door.
Wow,
What do you
that would
think
have
of
been really big.
about this, honey?
I think I would have loved to have seen that. I think everybody would love to see those three women on camera. I think they would love it. I think they would love it. I think that's the realest angle they could ever do. However, I think they all are hesitant to do it because they sort of go through these ebbs and flows where they all get along and then they don't get along and they hate each other and they like each other. And I don't know. I mean, we always say if you're going to be on a reality show, the Kardashians are able to stay a family because it's not really real anymore, That's how they're able
And
to
because
stay.
there's so many of them. You know what I mean? Like when your day is off, they have the others pick up the ball. You know what I mean?
But I think those girls, because Rob's out,
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin's out, I think they all understand the assignment. I think Kathy and Kim and Kyle, what's so great is that it's actually genuine, but they get upset, they get genuinely hurt, and Kathy, I'm
Can't we
sure,
just have a
wears the
nice
pants.
little scripted light bite
Maybe.
show with the three sisters, like Kardashians, like just light and bright, and we'll never deal with anything so real, you know?
Maybe. Yeah, why not? I'm sure they're talking to producers all different ways, but we would love a Kim Richards back. And again, I always say it, I don't know Kim Richards personally, but I would hope
You
that her
don't.
sobriety, she's been sober now a few years, hopefully that's more important than anything else. But at the same time, do we want to see sober people on air? Do you want
Well,
to
a
see
lot of the
that?
fans have come for Lindsay Hubbard because she said, you reminded me of Cocaine Carl last night. And Carl was sober, so there's somebody sober. Lala,
Everybody's sober
Kennedy-ish.
on Vanderpump. I mean, is there two or three more seasons of all of them being sober?
If what we think happened at the reunion, if Ariana eviscerates Lala, and now our first Tom Sandoval saves the show. Now, 2 seasons later, Ariana is saving the show because she's eviscerating Lala. I think Ariana eviscerating Lala, Lala going psycho like she often does when someone comes for her. And then Lala, I think Ariana and Katie versus everyone. If Sandoval could be back in with Sheena and Lala and Schwartzy And it's those three versus Ariana and Katie. And God only knows James could be in the middle with Allie. That's a more interesting season. And we can't talk about the outs of Tom Sandoval next year. It's got to be the outs of Katie and Ariana. And that could be led by Lala. So Ariana Maddox, if you eviscerated Lala at the reunion for real, then you just, I think, bought the whole show another season, right?
Yeah, I think I think you have to have that. Hero breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay, that's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. So I don't know.
This train ain't going down. Somebody over there, producer, is going to tap, tap, tap somebody on the shoulder and say, as we wrap up this reunion, let me explain to you how we're going to start going into next season. And guess what? If we have eviscerating this and eviscerating that and tensions are running high, guess what? We're starting to film right away, girl, right away, as soon as it's over in May. And you know what the thing is? Like when you know you're coming back and you know you have your job, like we had this huge pause with Jersey, you know, and it's coming out. We filmed it, but we held it. I mean, it's you still feel it if you're like the Sage. You know, my friend the Sage, some refer to her as Miss Justice. She lives in Englewood. I wish her well. But like if you were waiting for a paycheck, Teresa loves, that animal. She loves money, that animal. But I love money too. But when you're waiting for your paycheck, you know, if we space it out enough,
okay,
you're getting one check. You're getting $1 million a year versus the two. Like you do feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like just, you have your job, you keep your job. But if you're now shooting once a year versus twice, you are making half the salary technically. So I have a weird feeling Vanderpump Rules might be like Salt Lake and Beverly Hills on a very short list of shows that is now picking up filming pretty much right when we stop. I bet you Lala and Ariana saved this, but really Ariana. So thank you, Miss Maddox. Thanks for taking a break from Chicago to come and film the reunion.
And all that jazz.
What a great little show. Classic, classic.
Have you gone to see it yet? Are you going to see it?
I saw it with the one, the only Girardi, Jane, Erica. I saw it with Erica.
And all that jazz. Let's paint
that. Let me tell you, Erica, for a non-trained Broadway professional, kept up well. She kept up well, that Erica.
God, I have zero desire to see it.
I'm going to be doing the RHONJ recaps on Patreon only.
Those are going to be huge. What do you make of them?
That's so lovely of you to wish me that success. Thank you.
I think it's going to be enormous. Thank you. What do you
What do you
make
think?
of are you into it all, the drama with Heather Dubrow and Dylan Mulvaney? And I think isn't it Dylan Mulvaney's she came out with a song, right, about being a girl or something, and
Music video and people are just they're not happy with Miss Dubrow. They're like, they've left lots of derogatory comments about this video. That Dylan man, she upsets the masses. Now, here's what I want to know. I mean, I don't want to start no trouble, not that I
oh,
give a shit, but
started. Did you tell me? Come on.
I just wonder, where is the Dodd Rick? What the hell is Rick's last name again? I forgot. I mean, sorry, Rick. It's been so
Oh,
long since
Kelly
we
Dodd and
spoke,
Rick
Rick.
Leventhal?
Leventhal, there you go. How could I forget that? Some say vodka, some say such a fast-paced charm life. I say I'm a little scared of what goes out of my memory, and it's cause for some concern. But Rick Leventhal and Kelly Dodd, what do they think about Miss
Don't
Dubrow
worry,
in Dylan's video?
it's on their it's on their Daily Smash. They did a whole
Oh,
thing. They hate
there you
it though.
go.
They feel like Heather's mentally ill, and so is Dylan. And they did a whole thing on their stories about it. And they had a lot to say, a lot to say. And they said somebody,
And
some other
people,
famous
yeah.
commentator thought Heather Dubrow was a drag queen in the
I
video or
saw
something.
that.
So I
And people
didn't.
think, I don't know what upsets everybody about Dylan so much, but I'm not getting into politics, but it doesn't upset me. Everyone thinks I'm so conservative. Fiscally, of
No, you're a
course. I
big
mean,
trans rights activist.
I'm a big like human rights activist. I don't
People
care if you. I
don't
don't
like.
care what you do in your spare time. I don't care. I accept everyone. Now, how the country is currently being run in the current state of America, I don't know if anyone's been in Chicago or Atlanta or, New York or LA or any of the inner cities lately, but
I
we're a
okay,
weak country these days. Sarah's like,
I have
you're
a
going to
whole, I
get
have a
us
ton, no, I
canceled.
gotta, I, no, please, do you think I give two fucks? I've been
You got
canceled
your
like
next
18
thing
times. I gotta
coming
go
in
to this
here?
interview. Otherwise, I
Oh
would
my
share all
gosh.
my thoughts on why people hate Dylan Mulvaney. Because it's more, anyway, whatever. We'll save that for next
I
time.
know something happened and took away from like I got it.
No, it wasn't a Bud Light. People just feel like she is, I think, people don't feel like it's sincere, I think, is the thing. I feel
I
Caitlyn
get it.
Jenner is a woman. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner is a woman. People feel
Correct.
that Dylan Mulvaney is a fame whore who has did multiple things prior to the transition, and now this is like the latest thing. That's I don't now I'm not
Interesting.
saying that's my opinion, but that is why people hate her so much, because it's like,
Yeah.
okay, bitch, now you're trying to steal thunder from women. And
Fame
I don't know if
whore.
she's even well liked in the trans community, because I think people think she's trans. I have to admit, I think she's a little.
Let me
I don't
look
care who
up.
you are, but I do think she's getting to the point now. It's like she's a fame whore, and I mean I am too. If I believe me, if I could stay up past 9 o'clock and get
But I
my shit
hate
together to do a
thirst. I don't
music,
like
but I
thirst.
think she's starting to feel thirsty, don't you think?
Well, let me look into
All
this
right, yeah, that's true.
Miss
Okay, I gotta
Mulvaney.
leave you
But
on the
by the
news.
way, next time you have to go to, we got to talk about shout out to Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom. Welcome to the game. They have a podcast.
They need
So,
to be on our show.
girl, you go do your big interview.
Bye. I gotta love
Sarah's
you. They're
going
waiting. Guests
places.
are
Love
waiting. Bye.
you. Bye.